Welcome to Transformation. This is Farm Broadcaster Whitney Pittman with the latest edition of this podcast series. Transformation is made possible through a grant from the North Dakota Department of Agriculture and its Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network. Numerous resources on dealing with farm stress, farm management, and counseling are available on the North Dakota Department of Agriculture website. Joining us is NDSU Extension Farm and Ranch Safety Coordinator for our next episode of Transformation. So I guess, first of all, we'll get things started with just talking about your background with agriculture. Is agriculture something that you grew up with? Is that one of those things that's been implemented or in your life since a young age?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been involved with production agriculture since I was a young child. I still live on the farm that I grew up on. I actually actively raise cattle and sheep. We're in the process of lambing and just started calving as well. And so I definitely am in the heart and the day-to-day activities that take place on the farm. So I always knew agriculture was in my blood, and no matter what, I was going to be involved in a career within agriculture, plus farm and ranch as well.
So is that here in North Dakota? Whereabouts is that family farm?
Yeah, absolutely. So I live in Galesburg, North Dakota, which is about 50 miles northwest of Fargo.
Okay, so what was kind of the driver behind this farm and ranch safety coordinator position here at NDSU? Tell us about that job, and it's a new position. You're the first person to hold this position at NDSU. So I guess just talk about what it is and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So to provide a little context, so I used to previously serve as the Steele County Extension Agent for Ag and Natural Resources based out of Findlay, North Dakota. So I held that position for about 7 years. And then, like you had said, the legislature a couple sessions ago actually was very strong in advocating for a farm and ranch extension position, because NDSU hasn't had someone taking on the farm and ranch specialist position since 2005. So there had been a long drought in terms of somebody leading the charge on farm safety programming, youth-related events, adult-related trainings, and pieces alike. And so once funding got reestablished for that, then this position became open, and I was excited, and just, I had a lot of opportunities and ideas to really take farm safety to the next level. And that's what sparked my interest. One of the reasons that sparked my interest to apply and take on this new role.
So let's talk about the rest of those reasons. Of course, safety and the farm and ranch, farming is a dangerous occupation. So talk about the reason behind your passion. I mean, anybody that has worked with you and gotten a chance to meet you at either a training or at a trade show somewhere, it's very evident that you have a passion for this. So talk about where that comes from and why you do what you do.
Absolutely. I mean, I guess I've always had a drive, A, for agriculture, but B, to help people. You know, I always knew I was never going to be a doctor or any of that, those types of fields that really, really help people. But I really wanted to connect and make a difference in someone's life through extension and through working in production agriculture. And every one of your listeners out there, I bet, can relate to somebody that they know that's been impacted by a farm or ranch related injury or fatality. And I mean, thank goodness, you know, my dad has had a lot of close calls, and unfortunately, I've had dear family friends that have lost their lives due to farm related incidences. And one of the key things that sticks out to me is, you know, almost losing my dad during a time where their tractor dual tires used to be filled with chloride, and some of them still are today. But he was working on changing and or installing a dual on our farm tractor when I wasn't even in kindergarten yet, and the dual tire fell on him and crushed his leg and severely damaged his knee. And luckily, he's fine, fully recovered. I mean, that was years ago. But also when I was in college, he had a tractor battery blow up in his face. And I don't want everyone thinking like this guy has bad luck. It's just, it's the nature of the beast. It's unpredictable things that can happen. It's things that require a lot of strength, and things can happen so, so quickly. And so, I could never deal with, you know, ever, no one ever wants to have to go through those situations. And I'm thankful that he's still with us today, and is a huge reason as to why I'm still able to farm and raise livestock. But if I can help one person prevent some type of injury, or even help them go through a challenging time, whether that's emotionally, you know, mental health is a big part of my job too, and working with agricultural producers to really understand and cope, right? And work on how do we become resilient farmers in the face of adversity. And so those are some of the stories that come to my mind that really drive why I'm here and who I am today.
And there's a lot of things in agriculture that are not within our control. I mean, you talk about having accidents and stuff like that. There's things you can do to prevent that from happening, but it's certainly not totally avoidable, whether that's just, you know, human nature or Mother Nature.
Yeah, I mean, when you're dealing with humans, and then especially on the livestock side, when you're dealing with animals, you have two key pieces that are unknowns, right? They're unpredictable. Things can happen so, so quickly that you don't have enough time to react to a situation in order to respond or get yourself out of harm's way. And so I agree. There are times where there will be instances that are completely out of your control, but I think what excites me the most about my role and the work I do with our county-based extension agent system is that we have an opportunity to provide prevention-based education, where we can truly do as much as we can on education, awareness, and training programs to help people make the best decisions for themselves that they can in order to prevent an injury or a fatal situation.
Well, and I know in a lot of different extension programs, what you guys do and the programming that you guys come up with is driven by ideas from the farmers and ranchers that you work with every day. So talk about how those ideas can make it into a programming situation or that avenue of communication with producers to make sure you guys are providing what they need.
Yeah, I mean, you said a key word right there, and that's communication, right? And so that's something that we work with on all of our programs, whether that's youth programs, adult programs, working to help farm families and farm employers do a better job with communication. And so you had asked a little bit about, you know, how can farmers and ranchers and families really get involved in our programs? And that simply starts by reaching out to your extension agent, reaching out to me, and let's talk about what are some of the challenges you face, because every farm is unique. Every farm has its own set of challenges, has its own set of positive attributes that make it the farm it is. And so until we have those conversations, we don't really know the best direction until we can work together as a team. And that's what's awesome about extension, is we are there to serve you, the farm families, the farm employers, the best we can. And one example that we're actively, it's kind of a slow process because it's a little bit bigger undertaking than I have the brain power to take on, but we're really trying to figure out what does an adult farm safety training program look like here in North Dakota. And so for our listeners out there, I would love to put a small committee together to hear your voice and get your perspective. What do you need or expect out of your employers, and how can we develop a training program together to help you get you the best employee or farm worker on your operation and help you be more successful?
And so talking about, you know, possible new programming there and input to opportunities for producers, talk about some of the things you do have in place and the options you have for those that are hosting different types of events. Talk about those things and the different resources you offer.
We've got extension agents that are doing Annie's Project, and they're incorporating women on farms and farm safety involving women workers and individuals who may be being tasked to do some of these chores or driving tractor or whatever. So by having an Annie's project and incorporating a farm safety unit, we're really helping empower those women feel more comfortable with terminology, with understanding if someone asks them to do X task, what can that mean? What does that mean? And what types of questions should you be asking? So that's one program or one avenue that we reach individuals. Another huge program we're working on is the Stop the Bleed program. So that's a 3-year program with the NDSU School of Nursing. We received a $350,000 grant to provide tourniquets and training to all rural residents across North Dakota for 3 years. And so that program has just really taken off and has had a lot of excitement simply because, A, we need to be prepared in a situation where if we're out in the field, out in the pasture, even in the farmyard, and we have a deep puncture wound or a really bad laceration, we better be prepared to stop that bleeding because we can bleed out in as little as 3 to 5 minutes. So by teaching people how to use a tourniquet, we're potentially saving lives and until rescue help can get there. And that can be, depending upon where you're at, that can be 40 minutes to an hour. And so the use of a tourniquet is going to be pivotal. One of the other programs that I'm really proud of, and I kind of get choked up over it because our extension agents have stepped up big time when it comes to our youth farm safety program, and that's our farm safety camps. So back in 2021, 2022, we really started to start regionalizing our camps, and basically what these camps are for is to certify 13 through 16 year old youth on safe tractor and machine operation. Not a lot of people know this, but the U.S. Department of Labor actually has a law that states all 14 and 15 year olds must go through either an extension program or an agricultural education program that teaches certified tractor operation. And so we have regionalized that by providing 3 camps across the state. These kids get to operate tractors, skid steers, ATVs, a small round baler, work with livestock, you name it. We get the kids involved and it's completely hands-on. And it's an intense program. It's a 3-day, 2-night program. They have to complete 24 hours worth of course material, which includes driving. And so that program, I mean, we've already, just this past year alone, we graduated 47 youth. And so we hope to continue that trend and really get kids through this program, whether they live on a family farm or if they plan on working for a farmer other than their own family.
So talk about the spot that people can go to find the list or these different programs that you offer. I know North Dakota also has a lot of mental health resources and things like that that are available. And I'm sure there's places online you can search and get either a list of that or a couple different places to search for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, number one, always contact your local extension agent. They're going to be the ones boots on the ground and have a lot of direct access and knowledge to the different programs they offer. But nonetheless, always welcome. Go to our NDSU Extension Farm and Ranch Safety page. Use your favorite search engine. Just type. It's much easier. Just type in NDSU Extension Farm Safety. Our webpage will pop up and you'll be able to see the different categories we cover and different program opportunities that we have available.
And I'm sure you'll be at a bunch of winter meetings here throughout the rest of the season. ICE is coming up. I believe I talked to you there last year and some other things. Where will you be and where might people get an opportunity to come say hi?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. We're going to be at ICE next week, the International Crop Expo, working with Extension Agent Caitlin Landis, who's doing the Farm First Aid Program again for the second year in a row, where farmers, ranchers come in and build their own farm first aid kit. And when I say they build it, they literally go from station to station with emergency or healthcare professionals and learn how to use the supplies in their first aid kit, what to do during if you need a splint, what to do if you need to use a tourniquet, how to handle burn situations on a farm. So, I mean, it's very intensive going through the pieces and then filling your first aid kit at every station you stop. And by the time you're done, you get a complete first aid kit that you get to walk out with for free. So that's going to be an awesome program, and I look forward to seeing people during that program.
All right. Well, anything else, any other resources that you want to talk about, other things to mention before we let you go?
Yeah, I mean, farming and ranching can be such an isolating profession. I mean, I know right now it's I couldn't be farming and ranching without my family, my parents helping me. And oftentimes when it's calving and lambing season, you know, you don't get to leave the farm. And same with planting and harvesting for crops. I mean, you live in that tractor or that combine or that truck. And so it gets to be very isolating. And just as a reminder to everyone out there, you're definitely not alone. And I know that sounds like a cliche, but we have such an awesome network in North Dakota in terms of resources, people you can contact. Don't ever, ever be afraid to contact myself or to reach out to your extension agent, even if you just need to visit or vent or just talk about some of the challenges you're facing. We're always there to listen.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time here today. I know it's a lot that you cover and a lot that you do, but I mean, if people need assistance or are wondering about things, I'm sure they just need to reach out and either give you ideas or pick your brain for some.
Absolutely. No, I love listening and thinking about different ideas and brainstorming together, because nobody knows better than the farmers and ranchers out there when it comes to what they need. You know, another awesome program that hardly anybody knows about is our vocational rehab facilitation program that's run through the North Dakota, the Department of North Dakota Services. So anytime if you need a lift for your tractor in order to get in and out of that tractor or combine, or any adaptive services, this is a resource that Extension can help you get in contact with in order to help make your experience better and safer for you on your own farm. So don't ever hesitate. There is no dumb question. And if I don't know the answer, or if an agent doesn't know the answer, we're going to find somebody who does.
Our thanks to Angie Johnson for joining us on this episode of Transformation. Funding for this episode was made possible by the North Dakota Department of Agriculture. Visit the North Dakota Ag Department website for more information from the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network. A reminder, you can hear all of our Transformation podcasts online at rrfn.com/transformation.